Cold temperatures will continue across the Canadian border area and point far to the west as we go forward through the first part of this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures at this hour running in the single digits and teens across a big part of the northern sections of our region. We do still have some 20-degree readings, even some 30s, occurring in eastern South Dakota and portions of southern Minnesota. There is still a little bit of light snow falling across some of those southern locations. Well, as we go forward through the day today, we're not expecting to see much additional precipitation of significance. There will be a weak disturbance moving across South Dakota overnight tonight, and it will bring a little bit of precipitation to south central and southeastern North Dakota, north central and northeastern South Dakota, and a few counties in Minnesota as we go through the day tomorrow. We are not expecting that to be a very significant event, but there will be a little bit of a mix of precipitation types that occurs out there in those areas. After that passes, a high pressure center moving through southern parts of Canada will generate a little bit of light snow in northern North Dakota as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. That is not expected to be very great either. However, during the morning on Wednesday, there will be some enhancement of this little disturbance in the central and northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. We may pick up on maybe 1 to 3 inches of snowfall from this event. The precipitation will be by far greatest near the Canada border. And there are some models out there that are suggesting that there may actually be a band of much greater snowfall to occur. I am not ready to buy into that. I'm going to stick with my 1 to 3 inch accumulation range, and we'll see what happens in future model runs. In the meantime, though, we do expect the rest of the region to stay basically free and clear of significant precipitation for a little while. There will be another storm system coming out of the central plains moving into the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday, and it could clip the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota briefly as we go forward from Thursday night into Friday morning. I don't think that we'll see much meaningful moisture from that event. After that passes, again, dry weather will dominate the region. It will be cold again tomorrow morning. We expect to see the lows back in the positive and negative single digit readings near the Canada border. We'll look for teens and 20s everywhere else as we move into Wednesday. Single digits and teens near the border up there in the north. Otherwise, we'll continue to be in the teens and 20s. Then the same thing will probably occur on Thursday morning and possibly Friday morning as well. Our afternoon temperatures this week are expected to stay cool in the north. We'll look for highs today and tomorrow, maybe Wednesday too, in the teens and 20s near the Canada border. Everybody else is going to be notably warmer with 30s and 40s until Wednesday, and then we'll see some 50s returning to southern parts of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.